You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to our 3 o'clock service. Kung napapansin niyo po, nandito po ako ngayon sa center. Alam ko po, miss na miss nyo na ito. Imagine, 7 months na po tayo hindi nakakapunta rito. And we are here today for the first time ever after 7 months. And pinaghahandaan na po natin no, yung ating on-site service. Pero meron pa rin po tayong online services. So pag-pray lang po natin na maayos nating mabuti kung kailan po tayo makakapag-meet together again because that is what God wants us to do. But we will still follow yung pong rules and regulations ng LGUs. So pag-pray po natin na matuloy na po ito yung ating pag-meet on-site. Alright? So going back now to our series on Romans, in the last 2 weeks, pinag-aralan po natin yung missions continue. And naniniwala po tayo na yung ating pong yung mga bayan po ng mundo ay ating pamana ng Panginoon sa atin. Kaya nga po, we want to still give you this opportunity if you haven't partnered with us, okay? In the last week, na ginawa po natin, no? Yung ginawa po nating commitment. If you have not done that, nandiyan pa rin po yung link sa comment section. If you will just follow that link, it will lead you and it will help you how to partner with us in, you know, because we do not want you to miss out kung ano po yung gusto ni God. That yung part nating lahat because this mission is not just for few people. This is for all of us as a church. So please make sure you follow that link and you commit to on how you can be a part of the mission that God is doing for us. And so today we are going to Romans chapter 12. And if you are ready, please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12 verses 1 hanggang 8. Let me just read it to you from the English Standard Version. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace God has given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For us in one body, we have many members, and the members do not have all the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. And the one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would help us understand what it means to view ourselves in the mercies of God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, it is so important what Paul is saying here that we learn how to view ourselves. Kasi po, we view ourselves according to what other people are saying. Other times naman, we view other people according to their race, according to where they're from, according to their status in life, according to what they have, according to what language they speak. And you know, what Paul will teach us in this particular passage is that the way we view ourselves will affect the way we view others. And that is why it is so important what Paul is teaching us here today. So let me just walk through this scripture right now and see what Paul is really teaching us. So verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore. Himayin po natin to, no? When you see the word therefore in the Bible, it is so important to ask why is it therefore. Diba? Isipin mo, bakit may therefore? And when you look at that, what Paul is doing, he is now concluding something. He is saying, because of what I said in the past, This is now what we ought to do. And that's what Paul is doing here. So he's doing, a conclusion. So i-review po natin ng konti. We will not going to review the entire 11 chapters, but we will just look at some of the things that we can learn. Ano ba yung pinagsasabi ni Apostle Paul? Why is it important to see this word therefore? Okay, we can see, remember that Paul was talking to the Israelites and to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. And they need to understand that, number one, that both of them are sinners. Okay, both of them are sinners and both of them needed to be redeemed. And for them to be redeemed, both of them has to have faith in God. So what Paul is doing is telling them that they're all in the same boat. And there is not one race is greater or lesser than the other. So no one can really boast about anything because everything they have is about God. So where they're at with their relationship with God is, when you think about it, it is all God's choosing, God's doing, and His expressing of mercy. So that is very important. So when you look at this, before he said that therefore, what we need to understand, what Paul is saying, is that everything they do is due to God's mercy. Another way of saying it is, everything is about God's compassion. So when we understand that, it will really help us. Because when you look at that, the only contribution that they have in this idea is to receive it and enjoy it. That's all. It costs them nothing. And it's the same is true with us. You know, when you think of the mercies of God and the grace of God in our lives, hindi naman natin tinatrabaho yan eh. All we got to do is to receive it. So what Paul is saying, okay, so therefore, and it is important that when you say therefore, okay, naintindihan nila kung bakit. Kasi yung susunod nun, command eh. Okay, may commands eh, may mga dapat gawin. You know, can I just be candid with you? Can I just be vulnerable with you? I just want to share with you. Just a few weeks ago, ito yung nangyari sa mga anak ko and with me and my children. And I was asking them to do something for me. I was actually asking them to do watch a show for me. But then they didn't want to do it. They said, no, we don't want to watch that. We already know something about that. No, you don't know, but I want you to watch it. And then it escalated. No? Nag-escalate yung aming usapan. I actually ended up getting angry at them. Well, that is to say the least. Okay? Hindi natin sabihin lahat. Pero, I got so mad and then I pull out the I'm the father card in this house. Okay? So what I do, you do. What I say, you do. All right? And so, but let me just clarify also, I already asked for forgiveness. Okay, I already noticed that hindi pala tama yung ginawa ko. No? Because sometimes as parents, ganun tayo, di ba? Gusto lang nang pagawa sa kanila because ako yung tatay. Because ako yung authority. But what Paul is doing here is this. It's so important that he explained first why you have to do this. Why it is important for you to view yourself in the mercies of God. I'm going ahead of myself. And then he says, okay, the next point he says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. Alam, pag tinignan mo yung mercies dito, plural. Hindi sinabi mercy of God. Kasi makikita po natin in the last 11 chapters, ipinakita ni Apostle Paul kung ano yung mercies ni God. Paano ba ipinakita ni God yung mercies niya sa mga tao? How did, and even in our own lives, kailangan pong makita natin yan. Ito yung sinasabi nga na isang quotation, sabi sa, nabasa ko, sabi niya, God's mercy, okay, pag sinabi mong mercies of God, it denotes the richness of God's mercy, that God has plenty of it. And He has to use a lot of it for me. But you know what? God's mercy never ends. So meron din siyang mercy for you. And so it means compassion, pity, and tenderness of God. And His compassions never fail. And yun lang po yung kailangan natin maunawaan. So mercies of God. Mercies of God. Yung pong, yung awa ng Diyos. And when you look at Romans chapter 9, verse 6, ito pong sabi ni Paul. Sabi niya, so then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. Why is that important? Why is that important? Because when you look at our lives, we have to see that it is all about the mercies of God. Alam mo, tatandaan ko nung sinave ako ni God. Alam mo kung akong pipiliin, kung ako si God, hindi ko pipiliin yung sarili ko. But it is all the mercies of God. You know, that is the same truth for all of us. Kung tayo si God, hindi mo bibiliin yung sarili mo. You know, and yet God chose me, not because of what I did, not because ang gwapo ko, ang galing ko, hindi po, ang layo po dun. And yet it was the mercy of God. Diba? Pinili niya ako, niligtas niya ako. And then binigyan niya ako ng magandang pamilya, binigyan niya ako ng mga anak na mga ganda. Diba? And too much. There's just so much that God has given us. So what Paul is really saying, let us view ourselves in the mercies of God. What Paul is saying is, apart from His mercy, we cannot stand before Him. And this should cause us to appreciate and adore Him. And that which actually leads us to the next point, okay? So how did, you know, again, tingnan po natin, no? Paano ba talaga pinakita ni God yung mga mercy niya? When you look at the text, okay, makikita po natin yan in the entire chapter 1 to 11, that we were all sinners. When we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He gave us an inheritance. He gave us a promise that nothing can separate us from His love. Isn't that amazing? And then He, you know, He adopted us as His children, and then He gave us the Holy Spirit. Ang masaya dito, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Again, this is all about the mercy of God. Let me read this quotation to you. Sabi niya dito, it serves here, yung mercy daw dito serves here as the leverage for the appeal that follows. Whereas the unbelievers are prone to sacrifice in order to obtain mercy. Biblical faith teaches that the divine mercy provides the basis for life of sacrifice as the fitting response. That is why Paul said, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. You know, when you understand the mercy of God, when you understand that everything we have and everything we do is due to the mercies of God, alam po yung sinasabi doon na spiritual worship. In Greek, ang word po doon is logikos. Ibig po sabihin, it is the most logical thing to do. The most logical response we could have when we understand the grace and the mercies of God in our lives is to adore Him, is to worship Him. And that is why it says, okay, by the mercies of God, present your bodies. Ito, interesting to when Paul said this. When he said bodies, he doesn't just, you know, when we talk about bodies, you have to go back all the way to chapter 6. Okay, so chapter 6, kasi sabihin ni Paul, you don't let your part of your body to become an instrument of unrighteousness. But use your body for righteousness because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay, because God dwells in you because you are now righteous. So what Paul is saying, hindi niya dinidifferentiate yung body, okay, sa kanyang spiritual things. Kasi po, may mga kinakausap si Paul dito ng mga Greek. In the Greek mindset, hiwalay yan eh. Lahat ng mga material, yan ay mga unholy at hindi mo pwedeng gamitin kay God. Lahat ng immaterial, yan lang yung pwede mong gamitin kay God. So you can actually worship God, okay? That's what they're saying. But you can live and you can do whatever you want with your body. You can live in sin with your body. It's okay because that will not affect your spirituality yet. But Paul is saying here, worship God with your bodies. Okay? And it says living. Ibig sabihin ng living doon, alive. Alam mo, pag tinignan po natin, napaka, ano nga yun eh, parang oxymoron, living sacrifice. Kasi pag sacrifice, ibig sabihin pinapatay. And yet here, Paul is saying, no, it has to be a living sacrifice. Why? Because it is Christ who made us alive. We were all dead in our sin. And now we are alive. And then it says, acceptable, or holy, meaning holy. We are set, you know, we were made right. And acceptable. Kasi pag tinignan niyo po yung Old Testament, very quickly lang, pag tinignan mo yung Old Testament, pagka tinignan mo yung mga sacrifice, ano yung acceptable kaya God? Dapat unblemished, dapat perfect, dapat buhay. Pero natandaan ko po na nasa India ako one time. Nag-outreach po kami sa India. At napunta po kami sa isang area na merong mga temple where they would sacrifice something, no? Grabe lang, no? Grabe yung meron silang idea ng sacrifices, pero yung mga sinasacrifice na, yung mga may sakit, yung mga mamamatay na, yung mga pangat ng itsura, it is so far-fetched from what God has in mind. You know what God has in mind, even with our lives, when we offer our lives to God, what He is saying, it has to be living, holy, and acceptable. But then, when we hear the word worship at times, no? Pagka po narinig natin yung word na worship, kasi minsan naiisip natin church, minsan naiisip natin kantahan, minsan naiisip natin music, minsan naiisip lang natin kung ano-anong bagay. And yet, I think Paul is really thinking more than that. Because what now Paul is going to do is he's going to explain to us how do we become an acceptable worship to God. How can that worship Ano yung outworking ng worship na ito? Verse 2 says this. Okay, verse 2, this is what it says. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Let me read this in the NLT. Sabi dito sa NLT, maganda. Sabi niya sa NLT, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Remember that, the way you think, because it is important. The way we view things, the way we view ourselves is important, because the way we view ourselves will affect the way we view people and the way we view God. And that's why it says here, the way you think, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I want to read it in the Message Bible. Okay, para mas maintindihan natin. Anong sinasabi ni Paul when it talks about transforming our mind? I'll read verse 1 para diretso natin, no? So here is what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly to respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. See, when you read that word, what Paul is saying, do not conform anymore. Huwag kang pumilit doon sa gawin ng mundo. Kailangan ma-transform ka. That word transform, by the way, is only used once, one other time in Paul's writing, and that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And let me read that to you. Sabi dito, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. You see, the idea, the word transformed here carries that same idea that what happened to Jesus at his transfiguration. It was an amazing transfiguration when he was there, when Peter saw him, okay? And the other disciples saw him transfigure from his physical body into a glorified body. Talagang grabbing transformation. And that is exactly what Paul is saying here. We need to be transformed in that area. And then, not only that, the word transformed here is actually in the present tense. Hindi po siya katapos na. No, it is actually a continuous process. It is a continuous process of transforming. But how do we transform ourselves? Again, the verse says, by renewing of our mind. But 2 Corinthians tells us, we actually transform ourselves into the likeness of God the more we behold His glory. The more we spend time with Him, the more we spend time in His Word, the more we spend time in prayer, the more we see who God is, the more we spend time in understanding His mercies, then we will be transformed. The amazing thing is, the transformation also comes from God. See, this gradual transformation happens. The more we spend time with God, the more we read His Word, the more we spend time just looking at the face of God. That's what happens. Pero ang tanong, ano ba yung pinag-aaksayahan mo ng panahon ngayon that you're looking at? What are you beholding now? Huwag na nating sabing Netflix yan. Okay? I'm sure some of us can relate to that. No, minsan sobrang dami na nating napanood na Netflix, na show, no? Hindi Netflix, yung show po. Alright? And sometimes we keep beholding that. And that is why, this is what happened. This is really true. No? The more you, whatever script you hear over and over, on the screen, and then pagka may nangyayari sa tunay na buhay na, minsan yung script na yun ang nasasabi mo. Di ba pagka may masamang nangyayari, puro Korean yung napapanood mo. Aygo! Di ba? Aygo! Malayo! Di ba? Yung nabalabas sa bibig mo. Why? Because that you're beholding that. And what you behold actually affects the way you look at things. But when we behold the presence of God, when we behold His glory, when we behold His mercy, when we keep on looking at what God has done for us, Grabe, talagang mababago tayo ni Lord. Kasi pagka hindi po natin naunawaan na yung lahat po nang nangyayari sa buhay natin ay biyaya at kagandahang loob ng Diyos, malalayo po tayo. Hindi po natin mawo-worship si God. Kailangan natin maunawaan na yung awa ng Panginoon ang may gawa upang tayo ay maging karapat-dapat sa kanyang harapan. And when we do this, the gospel is expressed through worship. And let me read this quote to you. Since God has been so merciful, failure to dedicate one's life to Him is the height of folly and irrationality. It is foolish not to live for God. It is foolish not to live for God. Yun yung irrational. So point number one, the gospel expressed through worship. Now let's go to verse 3. Okay. Verse 3 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think," I love that word, keep saying that word, "think, with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith God has assigned." Few things I would like to really pinpoint here, okay? Sabi ni Paul, when you see yourself in the mercies of God, you will be able to have a sober judgment. Magkakaroon ka ng tamang estimation, evaluation, or assessment ng sarili mo. Because when you see yourself according to the grace of God and in His mercies, you will know na walang kang ginawa. Okay? There is nothing in me that made me qualified to be loved by God, and yet He chose me anyway. So pagka ganun ang tingin natin, pagka nauunawaan po natin yun, mauunawaan natin yung love ni God at that magkakaroon tayo ng right valuation of ourselves. Now, pride yan eh. Yung pride kasi sometimes tells us na we're better than others. You see, when we neglect or when we don't think so much of the mercies of God in our lives, ang nangyayari, we tend to think highly of ourselves. Di ba, yung minsan yung antingin mo sa ibang tao, walang alam. Yung parang ikaw lang may alam. Yung pagka meron man nag-uusapan, dapat yung sinasabi mo yun ang susundin nila. Or you know, sometimes you think when you don't understand the mercies of God, you even think that you're better than God, that you don't need Him in your life. Di ba? Hindi mo na kailangan si God. And yet Paul is saying, I love what he says in the latter part. According to the measure of faith God has assigned. You know what that means? That even our salvation, even our faith, our believing in what He has done for us is a gift from God. Kaya wala kang pwedeng ipagyabang. Kaya wala tayong pwedeng ipagyabang. And here's the test, no? Paano mo malalaman pagka medyo hindi na tama yung pananaw mo sa mercy ni God? You know, when you start thinking that you're the star player in the team. When you start thinking, if not for me, this team is not gonna further. Or this team is not gonna go this far. This family is not gonna go this far. This company is not gonna go this far. This team is not gonna do anything if not for me. You know, when you have that kind of thinking, let me remind you and let me warn you that you have forgotten what God has done for you. And you need to take time out and think through, Lord, what have you done for me? Because that is something that Paul is trying to say to us. When we lose sight of that, we will not walk in humility. Kaya napaka-importante ng verses 1 and 2. Eh. Di ba? When you understand that, when you understand the mercies of God, you'll be able, when you have the right estimation of God, you will have the right estimation of yourself. And you know what? Kaya ngayon, point number 2 ko, very quickly, the gospel expressed through humility. You cannot walk in humility if you don't know who God is. You won't be able to walk in humility if you don't realize that you know, what you have now is not because of your own doing. It is the doing of God. Verses 4 to 8, let me just read this to you. Ito yung application kasi. Ito yung pinaka-application. How do you know? So, ito yung sinabi ni Paul, you know, your body is as a living sacrifice. How do you do that sacrifice? It is worship. How do you worship? By actually seeing who you are in God and walking in humility. And then how do you test walking in humility? How do you do that now? Well, you walk in humility, you serve God, okay, with the giftings that He has given you to serve others. Kaya ito yung sabi niya in verse 4 and following. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not have all the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ. I love that. One body in Christ. Remember, he's talking to the Jews and Gentiles, and he's telling them, you know what, guys? We're one body. We're not two teams. We're one team. All right, that's what Paul is saying. And then in and individually members of one another. Can you imagine that? I can just imagine that, you know, yung reaction ng mga Gentiles and Jews when he was saying this, no? When they were probably reading, huh? I belong to that guy? I belong? No way! I don't belong to that. But Paul is saying, no, you belong to each other. You are one body. You are the body of Christ. And when you understand who God is, when you understand it's all about the grace and mercies of God, and when you understand that the reason why you are saved today is because of the faith that He has given you, you'll be able to see others in a very different way. You will see them the way He sees them. You see what Paul is saying here? Now let's just read. Verse 6. Having gifts that differ according to the grace. I love that. Grace, okay, given to us. Let us use them. We have gifts. Let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith. If service if in our serving. If one, the one who teaches in his teaching. The one who exhorts in his exhortation. The one who contributes in generosity. The one who leads in zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. You know what Paul is saying here? Paul is saying a few things here, and I want us to understand this, okay? When we understand the mercies of God, we will worship Him. We will offer our bodies living sacrifice, and the outworking of that is we renew our mind. And then when the more we renew our mind, the more we will see that we have nothing to boast, and we will be able to walk in humility, and that humility will be tested on how we serve others. I love this. I love the way Paul did it. Okay, he said that, you know, the giftings that you have. Akala mo galing-galing mo, di ba? Akala mo, when you think about it, even that gift came from God. It's a gift of grace. The gift that you have is a gift of grace. You did not work for it. Okay, you did not earn it. It was freely given to you. Same with mercy. Kaya nga minsan pag inaaral ko tong, you know, inaaral ko tong Romans, ang nakikita ko madalas is parang yung mercy saka yung grace, parang synonymous, di ba? It's really, they're the same, they're two sides of the same coin. Really, when you think about it, it's two sides of the same coin. So, what can we learn from this in application? Each has a gift. That's what Paul is saying. Each has a gift. So, lahat tayo may gift. So, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na nung nagpaambo ng gift si God, sinalo lahat ni Alfred. Hindi po. Meron po kayong gift. Okay? O sinalo lahat ng anak ko, ang galing-galing niya sa lahat ng bagay. Hindi po. Lahat po tayo may gift. And here's another thing. Here's one thing I want you to understand. Kasi yung ibang tao, gusto ko yung gift na yun kasi ang galing niya magsalita, ang galing niya mag-present. Yun ang gusto kong gift. No. The gift that you have. This is here's another truth that I want you to understand. Okay? Each gift is different, but equally important. Let me say that again. Each gift is different, but equally important. So whatever gift you have, it's the grace gift of God from you. And if it's God who gave it to you, it must be useful. It must be something important. Alam mo si God, hindi siya nag-waste ng gift. Diba? He's a good God, and He's all-knowing. So the gift that you have, use it. That's why Paul said, let us use them. And lastly, each gift to be used to serve one another. Each gift to be used to serve one another. So point number 3, the gospel expressed through service. So as we summarize this chapter and the things that we talked about today, you see, when we understand the mercies of God, in views of God's mercy, we will be able to worship Him. We will be able to, you know, to give our life as a living sacrifice. And in view of God's mercy, we will be able to walk in humility. So that's what we need to do. Let us walk in humility. First, you know, in view of God's mercy, let us offer our bodies, not just our spiritual bodies, but their bodies, okay? Your bodies, your entire being, okay? Ikaw yun, yung ginagawa mo araw-araw, yung pinapanood mo, yung sinasabi mo, yung iniisip mo, lahat yun, part yun ng lahat. And Paul is saying, in view of God's mercy, let us offer our bodies. And second, let us walk in humility. And third, let us serve, let us use God's gift to serve other people. You see, when we don't understand the mercies of God, the opposite will be true. When we don't understand and experience the mercies of God, we will go back to chapter 1 of Romans, where we will worship the creation rather than the Creator. And we will suppress the truth. And then we will not walk in humility. You know why? Because we will think that we know better. We know better than God. We know better than others. And you know what? The last part, when we don't understand the mercies of God, we will not be able to serve other people. We will only be serving ourselves. And as we end, I pray that the Lord will help us understand His mercies. And I want to pray for some of us today. Maybe you're here today and maybe you're thinking, you know, Pastor Alfred, you know, when I think about my life, parang iniisip ko lang sarili ko eh. Maybe you have forgotten to take time to appreciate the mercies of God. You know, why don't we do this right now? Why don't you just bow down your heads and just close your eyes? So, no, don't mind the person next to you. I know you're at home, but just focus on God right now. Let's just behold the glory of God at this moment. Will you just bow down your heads? Just close your eyes and think through what God has done in your life. Just think it through. Paano niyo pinakita yung mercy niya sa'yo? How did He save you? How did He deliver you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light? How did He allow you to experience His love, that He is for you, not against you? Just think about that for a moment. And then just worship Him. Just adore Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Sometimes, you know, I just want to pray for another group of people. I sense that there are some group of people here that are so good at putting a dichotomy in what is holy and what is not holy. You know, I sense in my heart that God is speaking to some of you here today. You know, even you watching Netflix is an act of worship. So everything you do is actually worship. So you need to understand, what am I doing? Am I, you know, in my watching, in my action, in my thinking, is it pleasing to God? Is it holy and acceptable to my God? And I just want to break mindset right now. Everything you do is actually a worship to the Lord. It is pleasing to Him. Kaya ang tanong mo, is it pleasing? Is it an act of worship? Yung trabaho mo, yung business mo, that is an act of worship to the Lord. The way you treat your children is an act of worship to the Lord. The way you treat your wife is an act of worship to the Lord. Because you offer your body every single day. The last group of people I want to pray for. If you're here today, you've been watching, maybe you've been watching, or maybe you've been joining us for many months now, but you have never really surrendered your life to Christ. That is why you're having a hard time looking at people the way God looks at you. You see, it's important when we see the way, when we understand that the mercies of God, it's all about the mercies of God, you will be able to see people very differently. And if you're here today, you've never really experienced the mercy of God. You have never surrendered your life to Christ. I want you to pray the simple prayer with me. Because He is here today. He wants you to experience His grace and His mercy. Why don't you just pray the simple prayer with me? Just bow your heads. Just say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart. And I want to experience and receive this mercy that I don't deserve. Thank you for loving me, and thank you for forgiving all my sins. And today, I offer my body as a living sacrifice to you, holy and acceptable. And I pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will help me walk according to your ways from this day on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you pray that prayer sincerely from your heart, we believe that God now resides in you. And we want to help you in that new relationship that you have with the Lord. And would you please send us a message? Okay, chat us. Okay, chat. Dun po sa chat box. Send us a message. Or I pray that simple prayer. Please help me out. All right, we would love to help you with your walk with God. Again, I just want to thank you for today. Thank you for joining us. I pray that this week you will really take time to think about the mercies of God in your life. Can I just pray a prayer blessing for all of us before we leave? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Again, the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.